Good morning. After a record cold Thanksgiving day across most of interior New York and New England, another frigid start this morning with many locations either near or even below zero. With clear skies, at least we have light wind, so the wind chill has subsided somewhat. We'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine today. With high pressure overhead, that sun will last into the afternoon, allowing temperatures to climb off our morning lows and back through the teens, and in most locations into the middle and upper 20s for afternoon highs. Skies will stay clear tonight, although it will remain very cold, with temperatures back down into the teens to around 20 for overnight lows. The next storm system will begin to make an approach during the day on Saturday. Sunshine Saturday morning will give way to increasing clouds throughout the day, and a developing southerly breeze will allow temperatures to rebound up toward the 40-degree mark. There is the risk of rain showers in the area by the time we reach sunset, with a steadier rain as the system moves through on Saturday night. Lingering showers into Sunday morning, then increasing sunshine on Sunday afternoon as highs push all the way above average into the middle and upper 40s. This will be followed by another round of unsettled weather heading into the early and mid part of next week, although on the milder side, with mostly cloudy skies, rain is likely late in the day on Monday in the lower 40s, around 40 with the chance of rain and snow showers on Tuesday, and a few leftover showers on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs back into the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of low pressure systems and fronts will continue to come through the western United States along with upper level disturbances. Heavy precipitation is expected to continue as a result. In the lower elevations of the Pacific Northwest and Northern California, rain is likely, and there is a marginal risk of excessive rainfall and flash flooding in parts of Northern California and southwestern Oregon. There are also embedded slight risks of excessive rainfall over burn scars, over which rain runs off easily. Debris flows are also possible in those areas. By tomorrow, a break in the heavy rain is expected, but showers could continue. Snowfall-wise, 1 to 2 feet of snow is expected in the northern and central Rockies, as well as the Wasatch and Bitterroot Range through the end of the week. Meanwhile, precipitation will continue ahead of a developing cold front in the central part of the country, and as an upper-level trough pushes the front east, it will spread into the eastern United States by tomorrow. The precipitation will mostly be rain, except for snow in the upper Mississippi Valley into tomorrow, and also into the southern and central Appalachians. There, light snow and freezing rain are forecast tonight into tomorrow morning. At Mount Washington, 1/4 mile visibility and blowing snow, 12 below zero, with a northwest wind at 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 2 above zero, the dew point 1 below, 87% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.63 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Pembroke Pines and Pompano Beach, both in Florida, to a low of 26 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 30s, Boston sunny in the upper 20s, and mostly sunny in Buffalo with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 19 degrees, the low 8 above zero, which is a new record for the date, the old record 9 in 1969. The average temperature yesterday, 14, that's 24 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 9 inches of snow for the month, which is 7.6 inches above normal, and with 9 inches for the season, that's 7.3 inches of snow above normal. There were 51 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, now 588 for the month, which is 62 above normal, and 1130 for the season, which is 41 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low, 30, the record high, 72, set in 1931, and the record low, 5, in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:26 p.m. 9 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Clear tonight with lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid and upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the middle and upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Clear skies tonight with lows in the middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with the chance of light rain by dark in the lower 40s. More rain on Saturday night and leftover showers Sunday morning, then increasing sunshine Sunday afternoon in the middle and upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with rain likely the second half of the day Monday, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered snow and rain showers on Tuesday, around 40. And a mix of sun and clouds with a few snow showers on Wednesday and highs staying in the 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.